Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Proud of myself because I think I figured out a win-win-win situation all the way around this weekend. I told you guys yesterday, my mom, who has dementia in her mid-80s, fell and broke her hip. Mm-hmm. It's always very, very bad for somebody that age that wasn't really having a whole bunch of purpose to live anyway. She's really been pretty bummed and pretty depressed. And, you know, she's been talking. Sometimes she talks nonsense about taking her own life. And I'm really just scared that because the statistics are what they are when it comes to these hip breaks and the elderly, like the mortality rate is really, really high within about a year. And I've also told you guys about the history with my mom and all of her sons, the estrangements. Nobody's really attached to her, including myself. And I also told you yesterday that I'm putting the past in the past. I'm just going to do the right thing. F my feelings. Do what's right. It's my mom. So this is just one of those summers that we as a family haven't been able to go on a vacation. Hollis, my 16-year-old, has been doing some charity work and
he's done some mission trips,
some
right?
Some mission trips and Eliza's weekends with us just happen to be on weekends that Hollis is with his mom. So we haven't spent any time together. So I thought, you know what? Win, 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 win all the way around. We'll all go up to New York City this weekend. I'll visit with my mom. For a while. And then we'll all spend the weekend in New York City. Eliza's all stoked about going to the American Doll Girl Doll Store.
It's the American Girl Doll Cafe. Put some respect on it.
Can I tell you that we watched a video about this for 20 minutes last night? She's an excitable girl, and I haven't seen her this excited in about 5 years.
So that's still huge, and it's still a thing, huh?
Oh, it's becoming actually big with girls my age, too, because they found out that you can get drunk at the American Girl Doll place.
Wait.
Hold on.
Okay, now we got a game changer. Because I told her yesterday that, look, Hollis and I aren't going to be able to do this for 6 hours, because she wants to do the whole thing. Get the doll.
Yeah.
I guess there's a salon there where, what a racket, that they they do the girl's hair, uh-huh. And then they do the live child's hair the same way that they do the doll's hair.
That's
also.
That's amazing. That is so cute.
Yeah.
If you were to go to the College Football Hall of Fame, you would not think twice.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't get my hair done like Tom Brady.
Well, maybe you should consider it.
I
want
to know how much a full day at the American Doll Cafe runs you.
I will let you know Monday because I told her, okay, we'll do this as an early birthday present for you. So I can't get Eliza to watch anything, and Eliza is 8 years old. She's going to be 9 in September, so she's got that 8-year-old attention span, the TikTok generation. I can't get her to watch anything over 45 seconds without her getting bored and moving on, right? This thing was 25 minutes, and she was not moving off the couch. So she's got it planned out, man. She's going in. She's picking her doll. She's getting the hair done. She's getting her hair done. Her mom, they do nails in there also.
Of course.
Okay, so
it's
we're going
to... It's a full salon.
Yes. Shebang.
It's a cafe also. You go in there, you eat with your doll also. So
what?
It's a day.
They have these cute little miniature like high chairs and like booster seats for the dolls for you to have lunch with the doll that you just purchased.
Okay.
Yeah, the first time I went to New York, my aunt took me there and it's one of my best memories. It's really sweet.
How old were you?
I was 10 years old.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like 22.
next time I go, I'm taking shots with my American Girl doll.
And you can drink. drinking that thing?
Yes, what? That's like the thing. It's sort of like going to Epcot. Like, it's nostalgic, yeah, like Disney, but then there's alcohol involved, so then it's like even more fun.
They gotta do something for the parents?
Yes, well, that's a game changer right there. Yeah.
Poor Hollis, though.
Well, so we're doing... yeah, poor
He's
Hollis.
He's kind of stuck.
I don't know how I'm gonna convince him to do 6 hours in that place, because it seems to me like when you're done with the whole thing, it's a whole day.
I wouldn't say it's like a 6 hour event, but it's definitely like a good chunk of your afternoon.
Okay. So we're doing that. And then I promised him, for his sacrifice, we'll either go, he's a soccer fan, so we're going to go to a Red Bulls game or a Yankees game at night.
Oh, that's a fair trade.
Yeah.
So between all of us, I think that I can go and check out my mom, have some conversations with her, give her some comfort, and then also satisfy the rest of the family also.
There you go.
Sounds good.
I got an update on her yesterday. She came out of surgery, and I guess she's doing as well as could be expected.
Good.
She's been transferred into a different facility.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I didn't know how like dementia patients handle like a surgery. I would wonder if like every time they woke up, they're like, what happened? Why am I in this bed?
Gosh, I don't know. You know what? I guess I'll get more of a beat on that this weekend. And, you know, hats off to my half brother who's up there. I told you guys yesterday, he's connected by location to my mom. They've never been close either, but he's doing the right thing, you know? So he's right down the street, so he's really kind of taking care of the whole thing. So he's been feeding me information on exactly what hotels I should stay in, so that's what we're going to do this weekend, and with any luck, it'll all be a win-win-win all the way around.
Good stuff.
The Burt Show.